While Easter is all joy and Good Friday is all sorrow, Palm Sunday begins with the joy of Jesus' triumphal entry into the holy city of Jerusalem and ends with him dead upon the cross. On the triumphal entry, the whole crowd, the whole city of Jerusalem gathers and they worship the Lord, crying Hosanna and throwing their branches and their clothes before him as he enters on the donkey. And then he goes into the temple precincts and he cleanses the temple and he turns over the tables of the money changers. And increasingly through that week, the religious elite become more and more agitated and upset at Jesus until they plan to execute him. On Thursday, Jesus enters into Jerusalem and he takes the disciples up into the upper room to celebrate the Passover feast with them. In the upper room, he celebrates Holy Communion, he institutes it, and he takes his disciples from the upper room out of the city of Jerusalem, down the Kidron Valley, and up onto the Mount of Olives. And he enters into the Garden of Gethsemane. The Garden of Gethsemane is an olive garden, and in that place, Jesus prays while the disciples fall asleep. Inside of that garden is a natural olive press, an outcropping of rock. And over the centuries, a trough had been formed into that outcropping of rock and a large boulder placed into the trough. And the workers in the garden would gather the olives in baskets and put them in the trough, and that huge boulder was then rolled across the olives, crushing them. And a small duct and hole was formed so that the olive oil would be gathered from that press. Jesus prays the high priestly prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane, and in that prayer, he gathers onto himself all the sins of all creation, all the sins of those who had gone before, and for those today, and for those in the future. He gathers all those sins, he gathers them as a harvest, like those baskets of olives, and they are pressed onto him until the scripture tells us that he sweats blood. And once all of that sin is pressed upon him, he's then arrested at night, taken to a kangaroo court in front of the religious authorities and Pilate, and finally executed on Friday. Jesus descends into hell still with our sins upon him. He carries our sins into that trash heap, into the trash heap of hell. And it is there that he leaves them. He leaves our sins in hell if we would but believe and follow him.